Friends, now let us begin the chapter number 2 of this subject, materials and equipment management in healthcare organizations. And the chapter number 2 is about purchasing. The purchasing department at a hospital controls almost 60% of the hospital costs. Unbelievable. 60%. As it is responsible for direct and indirect purchases of medical equipment, general use goods and materials. 60%. Unbelievable. The philosophy of the department has been now changed. From old-fashioned purchasing department, which maintained the mission of buying at the lowest cost. What they were doing? They were getting quotations, and whosoever is giving the drugs or any materials at the low cost, they were selecting the supplier. For example, somebody, the price of actual good is, let us say, 100 rupees, and somebody is giving in 70 rupees, that supplier was getting selected. They were not bothered about the long-term relationship and all those things. Now, the philosophy of the department has been now changed from old-fashioned purchasing department, which maintained the mission of buying at the lowest cost, to a procurement department with the refined mission of seeking the best value. Value means everything, the true cost of inventory. Best value from fewer and most efficient, responsive and reliable suppliers with whom the department maintains long-term, mutually beneficial. What is mutually beneficial? Beneficial to the hospital and beneficial to the supplier also. So mutually beneficial business relationship, mutually beneficial business partnership. So this philosophy is now in force. As a hospital, the purchasing function is centralized. That means whatever is required is purchased only by purchasing function. It is not that a doctor is purchasing something, nurse is purchasing something, somebody else is purchasing something. No. Each and everything is purchased by only purchasing department, centralized function. The division identifies the current needs of the various departments and purchases all the equipment and materials centrally, thereby gaining more purchasing clout, advantage. The purchasing manager or buyer is considered to be a general agent of the buying firm. And who is the buying firm? Hospital. Purchasing managers generally have final authority over purchasing decisions within their firms. But, however, this final decision may be reached through the input provided by cross-functional sourcing team. In cross-functional sourcing team, there are senior doctors, nursing staff is there, then purchasing manager, stores manager. Cross-functional sourcing team will give them inputs that you should purchase this new drug which has come in the market, or you should not purchase that particular drug which is not very good, not very efficient, not very effective, not very efficacious. So all these advices are given by the cross-functional sourcing team. The purchasing manager's responsibilities are essentially to keep the best interests of the employer. Definitely, patient care is important. Yes, but the best interest of the employer should be kept in mind when accomplishing the day-to-day activities. Purchasing managers can be held personally liable for damaging and illegal activities without the authority of their firm. What is their authority? Actual authority and apparent authority. Purchasing manager has actual authority given by their firm, and apparent authority is perceived by the suppliers. So, he cannot exceed his actual authority, and he cannot exceed, definitely cannot exceed, his apparent authority. In a business setting, ethical behavior is the use of recognized social principles involving justice and fairness throughout a business interaction. It has to be ethical. It has to be justice. It has to be fairness. When interacting with the suppliers, an ethical buyer treats them in a just, decent, and honest manner. Purchasing manager has to be honest with the suppliers. I will just discuss and explain what is unethical behavior. Then you will understand what is ethical behavior. So, types of unethical behavior are giving preferential treatment to suppliers who are their patients or clients of the customer. Give preferential treatment to suppliers who are patients and clients. This is called as reciprocity. This is unethical. It is also unethical when purchasing department purchases material for personal needs of the employees. Then accepting gifts and favors from a supplier is the most common unethical behavior. You all know this. Let us discuss the pharmacy, because purchasing function is something very important to do with pharmacy. That is, first is formulary system. The formulary system is a method by which the physicians and pharmacists working through a pharmacy and therapeutics committee of the medical staff evaluate and select medications for use in the hospital. The primary purpose of the formulary system is to encourage the use of only safe, effective, and most affordable medications. That means, other than formulary, there will not be any medicines in the pharmacy there. If any new brand or a molecule has to be included in the formulary, a meeting of the pharmacy and therapeutics committee of the medical staff is held. Initially, a temporary sanction is given, a small quantity is ordered, then a decision of bulk use is taken if a temporary order is successful. No additions are allowed unless the committee approves them. This is formulary system, very, very important in case of the hospital. Now, I will come to the very important next thing is vendor selection process. Now, I will tell you some of the main criteria for the selection of vendors. First, government compliances, registrations, GST registered, GST exempted, PAN number available, all these things is the first criteria. Now, I will show you an annexure in this. All this is listed. The first criteria is government compliances. Second is prices. They are low, they are reasonable, they are higher, highest. All this can happen. So this is the one criteria. If the prices are lowest, definitely I will give preference. But then there are other things. Delivery times, the third criteria. Low, reasonable, higher, highest. Then very important is payment terms. Some people will wait for 1 month or more. Some people will say only 15 days. Some people will say 3 days. Some people will even ask advance payment. So this is one criteria. Maybe I will give the order to the supplier who wants advance payment, but that is my decision. Then next is type of supplier. If he is manufacturer, if he is distributor, if he is authorized dealer or dealer, that is the next criteria. Financial administrative ability to constantly supply. Is he well to do as far as finance is concerned? Then next, ability to supply just in time. What is just in time? Whenever I want the drugs, he should be able to give the drugs, maybe in the night shift, maybe in the early in the morning. He should be able to give me. I will not keep any extra stocks. If the supplier is able to give me just on a phone call, anything what I want, definitely I will give the high priority to that supplier. Then next criteria is history of the supplier's association with the hospital. Some suppliers are so very honest. Their association with the supplier is for 15 years, 10 years, 5 years. Continuously, they are supplying. And no complaints, no trouble. So, if such a beautiful history is there, definitely, I will give more marks to him. And the next, supplier's loyalty to the hospital. Ability to give 24/7 service for critical materials. Here, I have made an excerpt where I will write down all these criteria and I will give the marks to them. For example, government compliances are there. I will give 4 marks. Government complier is not there. Maybe I will give only 1 mark. Prices are low. I will give 4 marks. Like that, I will give 4, 3, 2, 1 marks. And I will add up all these marks. I will add up all these marks and definitely I will select 3 suppliers who have highest marks, not only the low prices. Low price is not the only criteria. Actually, more value is the criteria. More loyalty is the criteria. Low price may be one criteria, one of the many. But more value is the criteria. Then, one of the suppliers is selected, there is one more important clause which he must agree in writing. The supplier should agree to take the material back. If it is slow moving, if it is non-moving, it is about to expire, it has a seasonal demand, so it is not required in that season, he should take it back. Now, this is one more annexure. Rate comparison. Yes, I will take 3 suppliers who have highest marks in the earlier annexure. I will not take the suppliers whose price is lowest. I will take the suppliers whose value is more. And then I will compare their quotations. Supplier number 1, supplier number 2, supplier number 3. Now, in these best suppliers, whosoever is quoting the lowest price, including GST and all other things, I will give the order to them, or I will take the decision accordingly. The names of the suppliers whose marks as per annexure number 1 are more than others, who quoted rates may be more than others, are listed in the annexure number 2. The decision about the purchase order will be made by the purchase officer by comparing both the annexures. And then he will say, okay, give the order to the supplier number 1 or supplier number 1 and supplier number 2. Or he will give the order to all the 3. That decision he will take, the purchase officer will make a rate contract with the distributor also, which will give him more purchasing clout. Now, I will explain the criteria for making the purchase order of pharmacy items. These are safety stuff, reorder level, economic order quantity, reorder quantity, then purchasing policy. These are the 5 criteria I will explain one by one. Now, first is safety stock. Safety stock is a threshold value that indicates the level below which actual material stock item should not normally be allowed to fall. In other words, a safety stock level is a minimum quantity of a particular item of a material that must be kept at all times. The fixing of this level acts as a safety measure. For this reason, the minimum stock level is commonly known as buffer stock. If the actual stock falls below the safety stock level, there is a risk of patient suffering, which we don't want. As such, management must prioritize the acquisition of fresh supplies. The main objective of fixing the safety stock level and thus the minimum level of materials is to ensure that the required quantity of each item is available at all times. The safety stock level can be calculated by applying the following formula: maximum weekly usage into maximum lead time minus average weekly usage into average lead time in weeks. I will take one example. Maximum consumption, 1500 units per week. Average consumption, 1400 per week. Maximum delivery time, 1 week. Average delivery time, 0.9. So, minimum stock level is equal to 1500 into 1 minus 1400 into 0.9, and that is 240 units. That means hospital must keep 240 units in minimum stock. Next criteria is reorder level. What is reorder level? The reorder level of stock is the fixed stock level that lies between the maximum and minimum stock levels. At the reorder stock level, an order for the replenishment of the stock should be placed. The reorder level of stock is generally higher than the minimum level to cover any emergencies that may arise as a result of abnormal usage of materials or unexpected delay in obtaining fresh supplies. The reorder level of stock can be calculated by the formula which I will tell you now. Maximum consumption per day or per week into maximum delivery time. Or it can be calculated like average consumption per week into average delivery time plus safety stock, of course. So, as per example, what I have already said, maximum consumption is 1500 units per week and average consumption is 1400 units per week and maximum delivery time is 1 week and the average delivery time is 0.9 weeks. So, safety stock is 240. So, reorder level can be 1500 units into 1 week, that is 1500 units. That means as soon as the stock comes to 1500, the next order should immediately go. It can be like this: 1400 units into 0.9 plus safety stock 240. Again, same 1500. As soon as the stock level comes to 1500, the purchase order should go. And minimum stock should be always 240. That is the example. Now, next criteria is economic order quantity. Annual requirement, 1500 into 52, because 1500 per week, so 78,000. Cost per order, let us say 20 rupees. Cost per unit is, let us say, 100 rupees. inventory carrying cost is, let us say, 2%. So annual carrying cost becomes 100 into 2%, that is 2 rupees. Economic order quantity is root of 2 decay upon H, that is 2 into 78,000 into 20 upon 2. What is decay? D is annual requirement, K is cost per order, H is annual carrying cost per unit. So the economic order quantity becomes 1248, which we are going to place as soon as the reorder level is achieved. The next criteria is reorder quantity. Reorder quantity can be calculated like this: average weekly usage into average lead time, which is 1260, which is approximately equal to the economic order quantity. So these are the criteria. Look at this graph. Reorder point method of ordering. Look, as soon as the reorder level comes, I order the reorder quantity. Then consumption happens and the stock comes down to the reorder level. Again, I order the reorder quantity. So this is the method by which the medicines are ordered. This is the reorder level. This is the reorder quantity. This is the method. Criteria for making the purchase order for consumable materials other than medicines. Again, safety stock, reorder level, economic order quantity, reorder quantity. Purchasing policy in this case can be little different. Like this. There is no reorder level. What I do is, as soon as it comes down to that level, immediately I order this quantity, which is varying, but the maximum quantity, maximum stock remains 500 only. That means I always see that maximum quantity is never exceeded. This also can be, but order is placed after a definite time. Order is placed after definite time. In earlier method, it was not definite time. It was as per reorder level. But here, as per definite time, for example, let us say within 1 week or 1.5 weeks, the order is placed and the order quantity is such that the maximum order is never exceeded. Maximum quantity is never exceeded. Hospitals need to be prepared for anything that might come through the doors. That is why keeping the key pieces of medical equipment on hand at all times are so crucial to providing complete care, patient care. My principle is patient care. Always, in order to provide comprehensive treatment for patients, there is a standard set of equipment that all hospitals should be having ready in their stock. Hospital stretchers, defibrillators, anesthesia machines, patient monitors, very important, sterilizers, EKG or ECG machines, surgical tables, blanket and fluid warmers, electrosurgical units, surgical lights, these are all important, must be always available. Now, purchasing of capital goods required by the hospital. Capital equipment has on most occasions been associated with large or bulky items. Capital equipment items are durable. They depreciate over time and may deteriorate also or become outdated also. Every year, the top management makes an investment plan as per the requirements given by the doctor's team. Procedure for purchasing of capital goods is, I will explain to you now. First, inquiries are sent to various suppliers. That is normal. You know that. Quotations are obtained. Also normal. Then, the suppliers are invited. Selected suppliers are invited to the hospital to give the demonstration of the machine. For example, 2D echo. That is one example. They physically arrive with the machines and give demonstration to the doctors and their working team. They have to satisfy the doctors. The requirements are discussed. Additional requirements are told that we want additional parameters, additional functions of the machine. These are discussed. Additional requirements are told to the suppliers. Maintenance contracts. What is maintenance contract? AMC. That is annual maintenance contract. CMC. That is comprehensive medical contracts. All these are discussed. Then, revised quotations. Because original price may be little less. With the additional requirements like AMC, CMC, price may increase. So, revised quotations are obtained. The quotations are discussed in the committee of the doctors. And then, purchase order is released as per the decisions arrived. Now, important thing is next. The supplier commissions the machine in front of the doctor's team. Supplier gives thorough training to the working staff about that machine. Then only GRN is cleared and the record is created in the assets register. For example, hospital is purchasing a 2D echo machine. The supplier comes with the machine, gives the demonstration in front of doctors. Additional requirements are discussed. Training is given to all the people. Everything is cleared. Then only the GRN is cleared. This is the way how each and every capital goods are obtained, are purchased. Some of the important contracts, purchase officer has to sign some contracts. IT service agreements and infrastructure, equipment, including hoist, lifts, then some specialist aids, waste management contract, facilities management contract, environment, health, safety, security, fire safety, housekeeping. Then, service maintenance contracts, laundry services, food, that is dietary, specialist food, catering contracts. All these contracts have to be signed. Then, checklist of the purchase department for NABH accreditation. Very, very important. Hospital has to achieve NABH accreditation. In that case, the purchase department has to follow certain checklist. Very important, prestigious accreditation is NABH. One of the NABH chapters within patient center standards, patient center means focus to the patient, is a management of medications, which is, you know, MOM. In MOM, there are 13 standards and 76 objective elements. The organization is required to provide self-assessment report in the format self-assessment toolkit. That means, is the organization able to follow all these 13 standards and 76 objective elements? For that, there is a checklist. A long checklist is there. Here we are discussing the checklist for MOM. That is what purchasing is supposed to do. Management of medications, MOM. following up some of the practices recommended for achieving NABH accreditation. What are these things? A documented purchase policy, purchase of capital items, which we discussed, record of committee meeting for purchase decisions, which also we discussed. Purchase should always be planned. Purchase should be done through vendors who are empaneled, registered with the hospital. We discussed this. And finally, quality indicators. NABH is looking into these quality indicators of the hospital, quality indicators of the purchase function. Percentage of local purchase made. Are you doing too many local purchases, you know, in tensions, urgent, because of lack of stock, because of lack of safety stock? Are you doing local purchases? Too many local purchases are done. It is very bad. That means you are not following the purchasing norm. So first quality indicator is percentage of local purchase. Then percentage of vendors with higher score in vendor evaluation. Percentage of delays in receiving stock. Percentage of rejection in goods inspection report. Percentage of stock out due to delay in purchase function. These are the quality indicators. Interpersonal relations between staff members and patients and their relatives, friends is also equally important. This we have discussed in the last chapter also. Again, we are discussing this because in the event of NABH accreditation, this is also playing an important role. The staff member should help the patients to get the required drugs and any other critical materials in the event of shortage in the outside medical stores. It is repeated here because it is very important. It is very important for the image of the organization. So purchasing is a very important function. Again, I will reiterate here, purchasing is a very, very important function. Thank you.